We at the Authors Guild Foundation are pleased to present to you the novellas entitled 14 Days. The novel's structure and themes reflect the mission of the Authors Guild Foundation, the charitable and educational arm of the Authors Guild. And 14 Days is a charitable project, with proceeds going to support the work of the foundation. The foundation was established on the belief that a rich, diverse body of free literary expression is essential to our democracy. We foster and empower writers of all backgrounds and stages of their careers by educating authors in the business of writing, providing resources, programs, and tools to American authors, and promoting an understanding of the value of writers and the writing profession. The Foundation is the sole organization of its kind, dedicated to empowering all authors, reflecting the venerable spirits of the writers who established it: Toni Morrison, James A. Michener, Saul Bellow, Madeleine L'Engle, and Barbara Tuchman, among others, who all came from a diverse background of genres themselves. The Authors Guild Foundation is extremely grateful to Margaret Atwood for taking the helm and convincing so many talented writers to join the project. We give enormous thanks to Doug Preston, the former president of the Authors Guild, for coming up with the concept and writing the frame narrative. We extend our enormous gratitude to Suzanne Collins, who made a generous donation to the Guild that funded honorariums for all contributors. Our tremendous gratitude also goes to Daniel Conaway, Writers House Literary Agency, and its head, Simon Lipscar, who donated 100% of their commissions to the Authors Guild Foundation. Dan provided extraordinary and wise assistance from start to finish. We wish to thank Liz Van Hoos, who served as the project editor in originally compiling the stories, and to Millicent Bennett, our wonderful editor at HarperCollins, who recognized the compelling nature of 14 Days and has been an invaluable steward of the book, helping tirelessly to shape it and championing it through publication. In addition, thanks to Angela Ledgerwood at Sugar 23 Books and the rest of the HarperCollins team for their enthusiastic support of the project, including Jonathan Burnham, Katie O'Callaghan, Maya Baran, Lydia Weaver, Diana Mounier, Alina Cohen, Robin B. Lardello, and Liz Velez. We also wish to thank the Authors Guild team who worked tirelessly to protect the rights of authors. Most of all, we wish to thank the 36 authors who participated in this collaboration. They are Charlie Jane Anders, Margaret Atwood, Janine Capo Cruset, Joseph Cassara, Angie Cruz, Pat Cummings, Sylvia Day, Emma Donahue, Dave Eggers, Diana Gobaldon, Tess Gerritsen, John Grisham, Maria Hinojosa, Mira Jacob, Erica Jong, CJ Lyons, Celeste Ng, Tommy Orange, Mary Pope Osborne, Douglas Preston, Alice Randall, Ishmael Reed, Roxana Robinson, Nellie Rosario, James Shapiro, Hampton Sides, R.L. Stein, Nafisa Thompson Spires, Monique Trong, Scott Turow, Luis Alberto Urrea, Rachel Vail, Waiki Wang, Caroline Randall Williams, Deshaun Charles Winslow, and Meg Wolitzer. All proceeds from this literary work will benefit the Authors Guild Foundation. Part of the advance for this book went toward the Guild's and Foundation's combined efforts to support writers during the worst of the pandemic, when publication dates were delayed, bookstores and libraries closed, and authors struggled to launch their new books. A survey conducted by the Guild showed that a staggering 71% of Guild members experienced an income decline of as much as 49% during the pandemic due to delayed publishing dates, canceled book tours, readings, and lectures, lost writing assignments, and other work. The Guild lobbied Congress to include regulations and legislation that included freelance writers in the COVID relief package after they had been unaccountably left out of the original legislation. The Foundation has put additional portions of the advance to work on fighting school and library book bans and calls for library closures. It has signed on to and filed amicus briefs in several litigations challenging the removal and banning of books and the recent laws encouraging or requiring such bans.